But anyhow, we had a wonderful time at the Feast of Tabernacles. One thing, there's 300 people in Italy. That's all the theater could hold. And one thing I noticed is, I didn't know everyone there. Matter of fact, I didn't know a lot of people there. And I was like, well, I gotta know them. I gotta talk with them. Some from my church. I grew up in Belleville, Illinois, and that's the church area that I'm from. I was born there in the church, and all my life we traveled to the feast together. We are family, and there used to be a lot of them. So one family was there, so that was great. But other than that, okay, I got them and the Mendezes, and that was about it. Well, yesterday I work at a bank, and we closed the parking lots of our bank, and we hauled in a couple hundred people from El Paso, Fort Worth, Laredo, Dallas, all over, even Arizona. They all came. It was the largest gathering of my bank ever. 500 people at our home office. And we had 16 master grill pits going. And we grilled all day, and we were only allowed lemonade. So we had lemonade, and we drank, and we grilled and grilled and grilled, and then everyone came and ate. And you know what? I was well known, because I've been at that bank for 13 years. They came in, Michael. Actually, they called me Watts. Watts. And you know, the pat on the back, the hugs from the big burly guys, and the slamming of the back. You're like, oh yeah. You know, everyone knew me. The seasoned people knew me. And it was fantastic, you know. All the new people coming in, they're like, oh, man, who's that guy? Well, man, everybody knows him. Well, in this world we live in today, that's not me. The world does not know me, and the world does not know you. So today, what I wanted to do is review the importance of being known to the world versus being known by Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. A focus on how to hear the voice of Jesus the Christ. And that's the most important thing we should focus on, is getting close to our Lord and Savior, our God, Father, through His Son, Jesus Christ. So I have 3 points. Point one, how do you feel about being known today? How does that make you feel? Are you popular in this world? No. Well, we are not known today. We are not popular today. Should we be known to the world? If you can, please turn to John 10. And you can remain there. That's where we're going to stay. And John, and actually chapter 10. John 10. I forgot to welcome those online. Also to mention that we were in Cortona, Italy. We were not in Paris. Paris wasn't on our flight at all. So we didn't make it to Paris. But John 10 verse 11. This is the analogy, and it is so perfect. And of course, that's why Jesus the Christ, his words are perfect. We'll pick it up in verse 11. John 10 verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. You can see the analogy right there of, well, we are God's chosen. We are called out of the world. The world is the hireling. They don't care. They could care less. They care about themselves. The hireling flees because he is hireling. He's a hireling and does not care about the sheep. And then Jesus the Christ says, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. We should take comfort in knowing that Jesus Christ is our shepherd. And we should be developing a relationship with Jesus the Christ, with the Father through Jesus the Christ, so we know the voice. Point two, do the most important people in this world, do they know you? No, probably not. The owner of my bank still calls me Matt after 7 years. Oh, hey, Matt, how's it going? And you know what? I'm like, I'm doing great. How are you, sir? I don't even correct anymore. 7 years, and I see him every week, and I'm still Matt. I do take comfort in knowing that my previous company, which I worked 8 years in Chicago, they called me Matt for the first month. St. Louis, Missouri, first three companies in St. Louis, Missouri, first week, two, they called me Matt. I think it, and I'm not clever, but I think I figured this one out. Michael Watts, A-T-T-S, M, Matt. Okay, so that's my cleverness. You now see my cleverness there. So I'm still known by this as Matt. And guess what's next week? The presidential elections, right? Do they know you? Does the president ever call you? I haven't gotten that call. No one knows you. They don't care. The popular of the world, the powerful of the world. I mean, we have Elon Musk very close to us. He's just down the street from us. I haven't gotten that phone call yet. But do you care? No. Many years of relationship building. Those are just people. It's us together. We are building a relationship with each other. We are family. We are beyond family. We're very close because that's what happens when you talk with me every week, sometimes multiple times in a week. That's what happens. It takes a lot of work to keep a relationship. It's not easy. And I didn't have a lot of friends, like true friends, because I was lazy growing up. I didn't want to deal with all the work to keep a relationship. Guys, once every couple years, hey, what's up? Oh, I'm my best friend. Yeah, that's it. It's different, though, when you truly want to get to know someone. The feast is one time per year, and that was the only time to see my brothers and sisters in Christ from so many different places. So I tried desperately to get to know them, to talk with them, and do what I normally don't always do. Listen. Because I'm not going to gain any knowledge of them by me talking, right? So I listened, and I met a lot of people, and I was very excited. Well, the feast is just that one time to see them. You will need to write them. You will need to text them. You will need to call them. You'll need to Facebook post them, whatever modern terms. You need to keep up with them. Their life is your life. They're your brothers and sisters in Christ. You need to know if you want the relationship with them. Point three, we are known to the God, to our God. We are known to him because Jesus Christ is our shepherd. We have a loving, kind high priest that is there for us, and it's our shepherd. God has called you and me out of the world. Being at the feast and being around God's people reminds us of what lies ahead for us. So beautiful to have brotherly love all around you. We were free to be ourselves. And I didn't have to protect myself at all. I gave hugs to people. Some I didn't even know. I'm like, hey, give a hug. Because that's what we do. We're family, right? I told you a story once before about a person I was developing as a friendship, a husband and wife, and I gave the guy a hug, and he's like, dude, I don't think our relationship's there. Never saw him again. Hey, you guys want to hang out? Nope. So, you know, but at the feast, that environment was pure, and I loved it. If you can, you're already in John 10. Flip over to verse 26. We'll read 26 through 30. 26 through 30. But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep. The world's popular people are not his sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice and I give them, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life. And that's us. How exciting is that? and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. After Jesus spoke these words, the Pharisees wanted to kill him. They took up stones. We are the sheep. There's many analogies about sheep. And if you understand sheep, then everything in several passages of the Bible make a little more sense. I mean, what's the first in John 1? We won't turn there, but what did John say when he saw Jesus the Christ? Behold, the Lamb of God. He said it twice. Lamb, sheep, shepherd, analogy. Are you worthy of your calling? It's special. Are you worthy of it? The most special person on earth that has ever lived? That's us. That's how God thinks of us, and we are not worthy of that, but yet we are called out to do something, to action, to follow. The world never knew Jesus the Christ, ever. That's John 1 verse 10. They didn't know you. The world doesn't know you. Jesus Christ was given. Was given us by God. God calls and gives to His Son Jesus the Christ. That's us. That's how special we are. The point of today is that God knows. He knows us. Do you know God? Are you building a relationship with God the Father? Do you call God? Do you write to God? Do you think about Him? Do you spend your time with Him? This Feast of Tabernacles was the best feast ever for me personally. The greatest amount of spiritual growth, the spiritual food that was there for me. I believe this is the first year that I grasped as much of the spiritual food and jammed it in my mouth. I came back on fire, my cheeks all puffy because the food just jammed in there, right? Not to be too dramatic. But I had the opportunity to draw closer to God, to Him, God our Father, the Supreme Being. And He showed me that, Michael, I am working with you. I am. Just stop doing these things. Start doing these things. It's a progress over time. We must do our part. God tells us to meditate on Him. Study Him. Pray, talk to Him. This is how you will hear the voice of Jesus Christ in that day. We should be meditating on that voice.